You're tuned in to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of your body and guiding you back into balance. Through my years of practice, I've discovered that knowledge empowers healing. The more you understand about your health, the better choices you make, leading you towards recovery. Join me each week as we dive deep into actionable insights and wisdom from myself and top experts in the holistic health community. Together, we'll equip you with the tools to decipher what's happening in your body, why it's reacting as it does, and how to restore harmony in both your body and your life. Whether you're seeking relief from unexplained symptoms or aiming to optimize your well-being, this is your sanctuary. Welcome to the Dr. Kinney Show, where understanding leads to healing. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week, I'm really pleased to have joining me Catherine Staffieri, who is a registered dietitian and the nutrition manager at NutriSense, which if you follow me on social media, you know I post about wearing their CGM all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit about NutriSense, the company, what CGMs are, how you could use it to kind of enhance your health journey. I'll share a little bit about my experience, and Catherine's going to talk about her experience with all of this stuff. So thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's probably one of my favorite topics to talk about. It's something I talk about all the time. So I'm excited that your audience is going to tune in and listen to this.
Yeah. So maybe let's just start. Can you share a little bit of your background? Like, how did you get interested in nutrition? Like, what's your story?
Totally. So this is actually a second career for me. I used to work in finance and I was like, I don't really love doing this. I mean, it was certainly exciting and the pay was great, but I was like, at the end of the day, I just don't know if this is really like where my interests lie. And frankly, I'm a dinosaur. So this is back when we actually had newspapers, and I would like go look at the newspaper. I would read articles like about science and food and like cooking. And I was like, oh gosh, I wish I could make a career out of this. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can. So I was lucky enough. I went back to school. I got my master's in nutrition education at Columbia. And then I basically worn, you know, so many different hats as a dietitian since then. It's been about 10 years now that I've been a dietitian, and ended up at NutriSense 3 years ago. Really amazing to be working in such sort of like the forefront of nutrition. I think any dietitian or nutritionist out there knows that when you work in a hospital setting, a traditional hospital setting, it's pretty bureaucratic, right? And pretty hard to make changes and to do things outside the box. And what's so great about NutriSense is that they're always thinking outside the box. They're always thinking about something new or different. And using this kind of CGM technology has really been a game changer for non-diabetic. So it's been a super interesting journey.
Yeah, sounds like it. I love hearing people's journeys because everyone kind of gets into this, you know, usually with their own interests or their own health thing. And yeah, the CGMs, I feel like, so maybe I'll start by sharing. I started wearing one, I think it was actually NutriSense one, maybe a year and a half ago. And I learned so much about my body. And what I find so interesting about them is, obviously, you know, when we think of it, we're thinking about blood sugar, we think about food, like, oh, what am I going to eat food-wise? What's that going to do to my blood sugar? But what I found interesting was what exercise did to my blood sugar, or what a stressful interaction with someone did to my blood sugar, or what a lack of sleep would do to my blood sugar the next day. So kind of all of these other different inputs. And obviously, you know, we'll talk a lot about diet and what we learned about that. But it was very interesting to learn these other things that, you know, how it was affecting my blood sugar. And maybe we can speak to that a little bit. But I think that's kind of a cool thing to look at.
Yeah. I think, you know, again, depending on where someone is in their health journey, a lot of times people say, like, I'm not a diabetic. Why would I need to look at this? Why would I need to track this? This doesn't apply to me. I'm totally healthy. My doctor says I'm totally healthy. And I think purely for that reason, you can have these aha moments of like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this seemingly unrelated factor was actually impacting my health. I think stress and sleep are two of those really, really big ones that the CGM can show you. And I like to compare it to like a little window, like going on inside your body. And I'm like, it doesn't matter how healthy you are. Everyone, why not take a peek? Yeah. Why not see what's going on inside, right? We could all do better. We can all optimize. So I just think it's a really interesting piece of technology that really can apply to anyone, not just, you know, a certain population.
And it correlates with a lot of, you know, I think some people will think about CGMs like, oh, I should wear one if I want to lose weight. And I would only do that if I want to lose weight. But there's so many other symptoms and things that can be connected to blood sugar. Like, for example, I learned that, you know, I would get these like random, like anxious moments in the afternoon. And it was typically while my blood sugar was dipping. Like if I didn't, you know, I needed to have a snack, and if I ate a snack, my blood sugar would come back up to normal and I would feel so much better, like anxiety wise. So it can affect your mood. It can affect a whole host of other symptoms. I was also going to note, I was starting to be able to predict when I was going to get sick because my blood sugar would drop super low, like randomly. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I would like drop super low at night. It would wake me up. And like always, like when I'd have a certain pattern, I would know I would come down to something a couple of days later. So another cool way, I mean, I think a lot of people have kind of embraced the Oura Ring or Fitbits where we can track, you know, we track heart rate and we track, you know, sleep measures. And but it's just another really great and arguably probably even more important data point that we can, you know, use as a way to kind of, you know, hone in on different health issues or optimize, as you said, which is what we all kind of want to be doing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, coming in as a dietitian and wanting to kind of help people is like, everyone thinks, oh, you're just going to talk to me about the food that I'm eating. Well, not at all. Like you said, we're here to point out the way that food interacts with your exercise and it interacts with your sleep and it interacts with your stress. Like we sort of think of these as four main pillars of health, and you can really see how those things are how your body is truly handling all of those aspects of your life, which as women, you know, we tend to take on a ton of stress without even really realizing it. We tend to run ourselves a little crazy. We forget to have the snack in the afternoon. Like, you know, we forget to sort of fuel ourselves in the way that makes us feel better. And I think a lot of women, you know, and men come to us saying like, I just don't have energy, or I have very erratic energy levels. And I used to feel great and now I don't feel so good. So it's those sort of softer feelings that they can't quite put their finger on that if you show them the data, they're like,
oh,
that makes
wow,
so much
that makes
sense.
So much sense. My sugar's been chronically low or my sugar's high at these points. And yeah, I think more just, I mean, maybe we can talk a little bit about like what the ideal, actually, I'd love to hear your like thoughts on just like, what would an ideal like blood sugar day look like for someone? Like what do you want it to look like?
So I have the sort of like mom answer of like, there's no perfect glucose.
I love it. Yeah.
That's kind of, and then, you know, but we really do want to emphasize how individual this data is. Like your body composition is not my body composition. Like your stress levels are different than mine. Your eating pattern is different than mine. So we don't have any set pattern that we want someone to look like because people just follow different dietary patterns, that kind of thing. But in general, when you're looking at the data, we have a metric in range. So we have a range that we want glucose to stay in. And it's normal for glucose to go up and down and up and down. I like to say we aim for gentle ocean waves, not tsunamis, right? So when we see these giant tsunamis, we're like, okay, there's something going on here. But if we see gentle ocean waves up and down, that makes sense to us. We have a metric called glycemic variability, and that is that varying degree of your glucose. If you have a high degree of variability, meaning you're going really far up and really far down, you're going to have a higher glycemic variability. And that shows us that there's something going on. Like there's some type of dysregulation somewhere. Is it an insulin issue? Is it too much glucose? Like, but that just shows us like we've got too many, the swings are too high and the lows are too low. So we need to work on it. So that's kind of, you know, we have a lot of different ways to do it. We also have like a daily score, which for some people, they don't want to get super granular. They just want to know, like, did I get 100 today? Yep, you got 100. Like, you had a good day, right? But some people really want to dive into the data and they want to make sure that their meal is perfectly optimized. And we can do that too. We can look and see how high did your glucose spike? How quickly did you come back to baseline? That's a really important metric for some people. They really want to make sure that what they're eating, their body is handling it and bringing that back to baseline.
Yes, I remember using it. Like I was always trying to keep mine in that certain range. I'm like, definitely, it was hard to get 100%, I found, on the daily score. Like, yeah, like one little yeah. like blip outside, they're like, nope, you're not getting 100% today. But what's so cool about the NutriSense app is, you know, because I've used other CGMs and they all have an app and you log in and you can see, and there's usually different metrics, but since you get a dedicated, right? Isn't there? There's a dedicated nutritionist there for you and who's watching what's going on, and you can input your meals and input your exercise, input all the things that you're doing, and they can see that relative to what's going on. So you can have conversations, which is really cool because I think, you know, you can get this data, and if you don't really know what you're looking at, you're like, okay, well, I don't really know what to do with this. But it's nice to have someone to get that like real time. You're getting a real time feedback, and then you can also get like immediate help of what's going on.
That is what I think is so powerful about NutriSense. And what really makes us special and stand out from everyone else is that you get a dedicated one-on-one expert in glucose management who is helping you look at your data and making it better based on your health goal. Maybe your health goal has nothing to do with weight loss. Maybe your health goal has to do with, you know, you've been diagnosed as pre-diabetic and there's so many different things. Maybe you're going through perimenopause and you're like, help, we have someone that's looking at your data and helping you out. And what we've recently switched to, and I don't know if you were aware of this when you were last wearing the CGM, is that we've now switched over primarily to video chat through insurance. So, you know, in the past we have just been chatting through the app. Oh gosh. And there's, for some reason, there are fireworks.
Oh, I see that. Look, you got fireworks back there. Fun. Wait, say that one more time. You switched over to what?
To video chat insurance-covered video chat. So that's a really huge rollout for us. We're so excited. The members like it more. We like it more as nutritionists because we get to, when you see someone, you make that connection. They are motivated. You are motivated. You pick up on those nuances that you couldn't otherwise. And it just kind of gets everyone off on the right foot. Plus, you can explain some of this data so much more efficiently than if you were just like, go here, go there.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I think, and I talk about this a lot on the show, if any health goal that you have, whether it's weight loss or whether it's, keeping hormones stable, or like you said, like preventing diabetes, you want to be consistent, and it's nice to have, it's one, the CGM is great because it'll yell at you. It's like, your sugar's too high or your sugar's too low. So it really keeps you accountable, right? And then you also have the added layer of knowing that someone's looking at that data. Someone else is looking at that data. So you're like, I want to make sure that I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing. I like wearing them. I feel like I've kind of learned what I need to learn about my body, but I like wearing it when I'm like, I really need to make sure I'm thought about skipping lunch. And then I get, afternoon energy crashes and sometimes anxiety. But when I'm wearing that, I feel like I'm much better at eating regular meals. I'm better at keeping sugar balance. And again, it's just that accountability factor that's so, so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I talk to so many people and everyone knows what they're supposed to do. Everyone's well educated. You're eating right, eating healthy, exercising. This is all stuff that everyone knows how to do. But what we can do is really tailor it to that individual. I can talk to Joe and Joe can tell me that he spends so much time in the car. Okay, well, then I can work with Joe to optimize what he eats, knowing that he sits most of the day, right? So we can really tailor that nutrition advice and that exercise advice based on the data that we're seeing in their glucose and based on their lifestyle. So it's way more personalized and motivating when someone's actually making this work for you.
Yeah, which is huge. And you're going to see better results, which is that's what we all want. We want results. We want to feel good. We want to look good. We want to achieve whatever health goal that we're trying to achieve. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about if someone's I think you kind of mentioned this a little bit, someone's I don't know why I would do that. Or what's your, if you're chatting with someone on the street, how would you pitch a CGM or something? What would you be like, hey, this is a great thing because X, Y, Z.
My elevator pitch, 30-second elevator pitch. Well, I haven't quite gotten it down to 30 seconds. So it's a little, I always talk about there's two, there's sort of the short term and the long term benefits to wearing this. Long term is kind of you want to longevity, prevent chronic disease, to live a longer, healthier, happier life, to be, 80 and have, not be on a ton of medication, to not have joint pain, to feel functionally that you have a ton of energy, that kind of stuff, to lower your risk for heart disease, to lower your risk for diabetes, cancer, stroke, all of those things. So that's kind of the long term. And that's really where a lot of people, call it biohacking or longevity stuff. But in my mind, it's just preventative medicine, right? Yeah. It's why you go to the doctor every year. That's preventative medicine. That's to make sure that you're still on a healthy track. But this is preventative medicine on the continuous basis, right? So you aren't just looking at your lab work one time a year. You are looking to see what's going on in your body on a trend level over the course of a couple of months. So it can really highlight some differences that you might not capture in that one time a year annual visit to your physician, where you have like 15 minutes with them and they're like, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. And then off you go until all of a sudden it's too late, right? So there's the long-term preventative benefits to wearing this. In the short term, I always tell people, I promise you'll feel better. I promise once you see, you'll have more energy and you will feel better. You will start to sleep better. You will start to have more energy. You will not have energy crashes. You will hopefully, like you, maybe you can manage some of those anxious feelings or those, you know, low energy fatigue feelings. You can help manage your stress spikes over the course of a day. And you can hopefully, you know, have more energy to exercise, to feel better, to perform better, and to be a, you know, better person in your household with whoever that is. So I always tell people in the short term, who doesn't want to feel better? I mean, even if someone's like, I feel great, I'm like, I promise you can always, we can always do better, you know, and that's making little tweaks to the composition of your meal, the timing of your meal, the timing of your exercise, the type of exercise. There's so many small little changes that someone can make to really feel better in the short term.
It's awesome. So that's great. My next question for you is, and I've gotten this from some patients that are like considering it, is this the cost factor, right? So it can be a little bit expensive to do one of these, especially with your services. What length of time would you recommend, you know, someone like if they're like, okay, I'm going to do this for a set length of time, right? What is like the minimum amount of time you would recommend that someone would do this? Like if they're kind of, if cost is something that they're considering.
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on where they are in their health journey again, if someone is super motivated, and they are like can take the time to really dig in and focus on it, a month is fine, right? You'll either get 2 CGMs if you have the Libre or 3 if you're using the Dexcom, just because the sensors time out. They only have a certain lifespan. And in that month, if you are ready to dive in, like if you are ready to get your baseline readings and then start to experiment and start to see, like you can gain so much information over the course of the month. If you feel like you kind of are unsure and maybe you're not ready to make some changes, like I would really recommend a 3 month just because you get that, you get more time to kind of ease into it. You get more time to feel like, okay, now I understand this, or now I'm willing to make this change. Really, the first month is about exploration. The second month can be about implementation. And then the last month is really about making sure that those new habits are sticking. Particularly for women too, who have your different cycles, or they want to track their cycle and see how their glucose is interacting with their menstrual cycle, it's really helpful to get a couple of months of data.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. I think 3 months is kind of like, in my mind, like a minimum time that you should do anything with your body. Like it's good, especially again for a woman, because it takes a couple of cycles of things, you know, when our hormones are fluctuating, we want a few of those to kind of kick in if we're making changes. And, you know, and I talk about this a lot in my various avenues of speaking to people, is blood sugar is like, you know, when we're looking at your endocrine system with your thyroid and your adrenals and your sex hormones, the thing that kind of keeps all of those stable is blood sugar. And it's very hard for the body. You know, I think there's so much noise out there about hormone balance. We've got to balance the hormones, we've got to balance the hormones. Well, your hormones won't balance if your sugar isn't stable. So if you're having like, you know, those tsunamis, like you mentioned, and we're not having the gentle ocean waves, it's going to be really hard for your stress hormones to stay under control. Because every time you have a dip, that's going to trigger a cortisol spike. And, you know, it's also going to be really hard for the body to regulate the thyroid and the estrogen progesterone. So, you know, if you're someone that's like, oh, I really like hormone balance is kind of what you're thinking about. You know, I always tell people like, don't go messing with the progesterone estrogen first, if you don't have the blood sugar stable. Because if you don't have that stable, you can try all the supplements and do all these things and you're not going to see any results. So, you know, this can really be a nice like foundational thing. And I think, you know, again, I've gotten a lot of questions about, oh, it's expensive. Should I do it? Should I not? Is it worth it? I definitely think for, you know, a month or 3 months, really, it's worth the investment, what you're going to learn. And you can honestly keep up what you're learning without the, you know, the nutrition, out the CGM, like, especially if you're pretty diligent and, you know, if you want, you know, funds are not a problem, then keep doing it because it can hold you accountable, which is another fantastic, fantastic thing to have as a support to help, you know, keep that sugar more stable so that we can keep the hormones more in balance.
Totally. And along those lines of the cost, I mean, correct that, you know, our new offering with insurance doesn't cover the cost of the actual program, but you can get insurance covered nutrition visits. I mean, alongside the data, right?
So that's like fantastic.
And some of these insurance companies are covering unlimited visits. I mean, that's like every week you can talk to a registered dietitian. You know, or 10 covered visits in a calendar year. That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Like,
and then you get that person for an hour, 30 minutes, like whatever you can, covered by insurance, layered on top of your glucose data, and you can really make, you know, dig in and make some great changes.
Well, so that's huge you guys are doing that, because that would make like the monthly investment of the CGM so definitely worth it.
Right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's great news. So what else about CGMs or about NutriSense or what else do you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, I've worked here for about 3 years and, you know, the research is not necessarily changing, but I just feel like it continues to mount for how great this type of data can be in terms of helpful across all types of health states, right? So again, when it comes to that like longevity piece, I feel like when we started out at NutriSense, like NutriSense started as like a biohacker, like all the tech bros wore it. And, you know, like people didn't really kind of like understand and like, oh, I'm going to biohack. And I feel like it's become so much more mainstream. And there's some pushback. Some people are like, you know, what am I going to do with this? You know, why is that even going to make a difference for me? But I think to your point, it's really helpful if someone, particularly women, are ready to take charge and there's sort of an empowerment to looking at this data. It's not meant to be a trigger. I think sometimes it can be people don't like tracking. They don't like tracking their calories. It can be have a negative. And of course, then this type of program isn't great. But, you know, it can really be empowering to have that data at your hand on a continuous basis. And then you are in charge of the choices that you make, right? Like you are in charge of seeing how powerful a walk can be or how powerful some stress reduction techniques can be. And I think for many women, especially, they feel things, but they aren't necessarily listened to by their physicians, right? People sort of brush it off and they're like, oh, you must be tired or
stressed,
something.
Or you're just stressed and you're just a woman. Here's some antidepressants and a birth control pill and you'll be fine.
Right. Exactly. And you can say like, no, look, there's something going on. Yeah. Like I have data to support what's going on in my body. And so I think for a lot of women, this is a really, yes, it's expensive, but this is a time to take for yourself. You know, you can amortize it and it's like the cost of a Starbucks every day or, you know, whatever But it's like, you know, that investment in your health can really make so much of a difference later on down the line. And for sure, there's, you know, there's weight loss impacts, there's energy impacts, there's better sleep. I mean, everyone can improve their sleep.
Better sleep. Oh, yeah. And sleep, energy. Yeah. It's going to help with your hormones, too. I mean, and, you know, so sex hormones and so better sex, better sleep, better sex, better energy. Who doesn't want all those things, right?
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone wants. Yeah. I mean, it's so cool that we have that technology available. I think it's just amazing that we can, you know, have real-time data about what's going on in the body. You know, it's great to run labs, and I'm a huge fan of like running tests, but again, it's only one snapshot, right? Which can be good for certain things, but glucose, you know, it doesn't really like, I mean, it's nice we have an A1C, but I feel like our measurement techniques before CGMs were really kind of primitive, like, because glucose is something that's going to be changing all of the time. So it's nice to see it. We want to see the swings. We want to see what's happening as it relates to what's going on. So it's a much better way to gauge. So yeah. So where can people go to learn more about NutriSense? They go to the NutriSense website, the app. Where's the best place for someone to start?
Yeah. I always say if you say it three times, your phone will pick it up and start sending you ads.
Totally. So true.
Listening. But yes, absolutely. Come check out our website. I always tell audiences to check out. We have what we call the journal, which is our blog. And if you're on the fence, again, if you're not totally sure how this can help you, we have a whole section on women's health. You know, we have a whole, it's like all these wonderful, really bite-sized, evidence-based articles written by our staff, really showing how any, you know, disease state, health state, you know, recipes, anything like that can really be impacted with or, you know, interact with glucose management. So I would say go to the website, check it out. See if you are covered for insurance video calls, which makes this whole thing like just so much more exciting and impactful. And obviously, yeah, check us out on all the socials and everything like that. We are around.
Yeah. And like I said, I've used the product. I think it's fantastic. And it, you know, I've had some people ask me, does it hurt? It's like a quick little prick. And then you really don't even feel it. The only time I've had it, like I do a lot of yoga and I do a lot of arm balances, and I've once or twice placed it in a bad place where every time I do crow, it like hits the sensor. So if you're an avid yogi, you might want to play, like make sure you think about where you're going to place it before you go to a hot yoga class. Sometimes they'll come
off. Totally. And honestly, I've had so many women pop it off putting their sports bra on.
Yes.
So just be careful when you put your sports bra on.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. You guys have that great sticker that covers it and like keeps it on there. And it's kind of cool. Like I feel like I was wearing like a strapless dress or something, and I had the thing on. My mom was like, "Aren't you going to take that off?" And I was like, "No, I want to show people that I'm wearing this. It's kind of cool."
Yeah,
it's always a great pop. People were like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's this, CDN thing." All right, so people are going to go to the website. They can check you out on social media, and then for listeners, if you are interested in trying it out, you can use the code DrKinney50 and get $50 off your purchase. So check that out if you want to give it a try. Try it for a month, you know, which I think is a good starting place, like we talked about, to kind of learn, you know, what's going on in your body. Learn, you can do a couple of weeks of doing all the wrong things and then do all the right things and see how that works out. And yeah, so thank you so much for this episode. It was fantastic.
Thank you. This was great. Super fun.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will see everyone next week.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to connect with me on social media to find more helpful tips and information. You can find me at Dr. Kinney on all of the platforms. And please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and/or a review. This helps grow the show so more people have access to this knowledge that leads to empowered healing. Love and light, and see you next week.